This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia will station tactical nuclear weapons in neighboring Belarus, according to President Vladimir Putin on Saturday. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
This would be the first time since the mid-1990s that Moscow will have based such arms outside the country. Putin made the announcement at a time of growing tensions with the West over the Ukraine war and as some Russian commentators speculate about possible nuclear strikes. The United States, the world's other nuclear superpower, reacted cautiously. A senior administration official noted that Russia and Belarus had talked about such a deal over the past year and said there were no signs Moscow planned to use its nuclear weapons. Marissa Milton, VOA News.
Rescuers race Saturday to search for survivors and help hundreds of people left homeless after a powerful tornado cut a devastating path through Mississippi, killing at least 25 people, injuring at least dozens more, and flattening entire blocks as it carved a path of destruction for more than an hour. One person was killed in Alabama. The tornado devastated a swath of the Mississippi Delta town of Roiling Fork, reducing homes to piles of rubble, flipping cars on their sides, and toppling the town's water tower. Residents hunkered down in bathtubs and hallways during Friday night's storm and later broke into a John Deere storm that they converted into a triage center for people who were actually wounded. Honduras has cut diplomatic ties with Taiwan. The Latin American country announced Saturday saying it recognizes only one China in the world. The announcement by Honduras' foreign minister posted on Twitter and also reported by China's CCTV comes amid rising tensions between Beijing and the United States, including over China's increasing assertiveness towards self-ruled Taiwan. This is VOA News. The Taliban says it's still trying to take charge of Afghanistan's embassies abroad despite international isolation because of its restrictions on women and rights. AP correspondent Karen Shamas tells us more.
In a video, the government's main spokesperson said they had sent diplomats to at least 14 countries to take charge of other diplomatic missions abroad. The UN and foreign governments have been extremely critical of the Taliban's treatment of female education and employment. As a result, the international community in general remains wary of officially recognizing the Taliban. In Kabul, 10th grade student Sarawat told the AP she has few prospects under the Taliban's rule. We're living with an uncertain future. Women's futures are wasted because they cannot study and go to school. Despite the disapproval to Taliban policies on women and girls, some countries retain an active diplomatic mission in Afghanistan, including Pakistan, Turkey, Qatar, and China. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. President Joe Biden's choice to run the Federal Aviation Administration has withdrawn his nomination, a setback for the administration that comes after Denver International Airport CEO Philip Washington appeared to lack enough support in the closely divided U.S. Senate. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg confirmed Washington's withdrawal in a tweet Saturday night, calling him an excellent nominee and blaming undeserved and partisan attacks. Republicans were united in opposition to Washington, calling him unqualified because of limited aviation experience. Democrats and allied independents still might have pushed the nomination through, but key senators on their side balked at supporting Biden's pick. Donald Trump used his first election rally in Waco, Texas, to rail against the prosecutors investigating him, employing dark and conspiratorial language to fire up his base ahead of next year's Republican primary elections. Trump told supporters that the investigations swirling around him were something straight out of the Stalinist Russia horror show.
Prosecutorial misconduct is their new tool, and they are willing to use it at levels never seen before in our country. We've had it, but we've never had it like this. We must stop them, and we must not allow them to go through another election where they have yet another tool in their toolkit.
Trump is being investigated by prosecutors in Manhattan for campaign finance violations stemming his alleged payment of hush money to an adult film actress ahead of the 2016 election. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.